So you have a couple of choices. You can kind of walk down that path and really stay there, or you can go, what can I do to make my days better? Really, because there's no cure for RA, but there are things you can do that will drastically improve your symptoms. It is something that is not talked about enough. Certainly in the doctor's offices, they tend to talk about the medicine and how this is your new normal and just continue to check blood work and things like that. But they don't really talk about what things can you do. I remember asking my doctor, what can I do? And he said, there's nothing really you can do. And I will never forget that because I'm a preventative kind of person. That's my nature. I'm Dawn Laughlin, certified health coach and fellow RA warrior. It wasn't all that long ago that I was in this place where I was fearful of the uncertainty of my future, wondering when my next flare would come, or wondering when the pain would let up. Fast forward through many trials, errors, and lessons learned, and you'll find a gal who is stronger, healthier, and more confident in her future than ever before. Yes, I still have RA, but RA doesn't have me. I believe our lifestyle, food choices, and mindset greatly impact the way our bodies handle rheumatoid arthritis. I created the Thrive with RA podcast to explore the science-based ways to realign your health through these three pillars and so much more. We'll be navigating both the messy and the blessings that come from living a life with RA. Each week, you'll get a good dose of education, inspiration, encouragement, and hope as you take small steps to improve your health and overall life. If you've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis or are still trying to figure out if the symptoms you're feeling are indeed rheumatoid arthritis, you are in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. Well, hey there, friends. Welcome back. I am excited to talk about this topic this week because when we are first diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, it can feel so overwhelming. It can feel like you're alone and no one understands what you're going through. It can feel just like there's not a lot of hope for your future when you start to either, you know, you have a doctor that tells you this is your new normal. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up in your life, or you start researching online, you're going to see a lot of conversations around how hard life is with rheumatoid arthritis. So you have a couple of choices. You can kind of walk down that path and really stay there, or you can go, what can I do to make my days better? Really, because there's no cure for RA, but there are things you can do that will drastically improve your symptoms. It is something that is not talked about enough. Certainly in the doctor's offices, they tend to talk about the medicine and how this is your new normal and just continue to check blood work and things like that. But they don't really talk about what things can you do. I remember asking my doctor, what can I do? And he said, there's nothing really you can do. And I will never forget that because I'm a preventative kind of person. It's my nature. It's something, I mean, I went to school for exercise and sports science. So it is something that I know innately that the body can do amazing things. So, you know, if you're in that space where somebody has told you there's nothing else you can do, know right here, right now that there are things you can definitely do that will improve your symptoms. Sometimes it improves it so much that it turns and reverses puts you into remission. And sometimes it's enough where you can just fully feel energized and feel amazing every day, but you have to stay very much on a lane where it keeps you there. Okay. So I wanted to share with you 5 daily habits of an RA warrior so that you could take yourself out of the overwhelm and really just focus on what you can do to take action to take care of you. Because when we take care of our bodies, they take care of us, even if we have a chronic illness or a chronic disease. There are things that we can do that will improve the way we feel on a day-to-day basis. So I want to empower you with that today. The first and foremost thing that I think is easy for a lot of us to hear about and talk about is our focus on foods. We really need to move away from that standard American diet where it's all processed, packaged, high in sugar, high in saturated fats, and all of those oils, things like that, and really focus on whole, real food, colorful plants. Aim for all the plants, all the colors, because the more that you eat a wide variety of plant food that is whole and real, thinking about going into your produce section, eating food from there, trying not to go down those center aisles and buying boxed items or frozen dinners and things like that, but cooking yourself whole, real, wholesome food, you are going to serve your body really, really well. And when you're trying to get in all those colors, you're bringing in vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, things that are going to help drive down inflammation. Okay. Very important to focus on anti-inflammatory foods. The second thing is hydrate. We do not hydrate our bodies enough. And when you are in a state of rheumatoid arthritis, our bodies need extra water because they are struggling. The cells don't have the water they need to function and move the joints and the fluid around the joints at the optimal level that they need. Okay. So in general, we all need so much water, more water than we drink. But when you have rheumatoid arthritis, you really need to make that a focus. Now, the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine came out with guidelines that women should focus on 91 ounces a day, 2.7 liters. Men should focus on 125 ounces a day or 3.7 liters. Now that is a framework. Okay. Because a lot of people feel better when they are actually up closer to that gallon range, which is 128 ounces per day. But you also have to really look at that in your lifestyle and where you're at. Are you active? Do you live in the desert? Do you get outside and what kind of activity do you have? Are you sweating a lot? So you really have to gauge based on your personal situation where you land in that, but know that those are your minimums that you should really focus on getting on a daily basis. The third thing is move your body. Our bodies were made to move. They were made to really be able to get us from point A to point B until our body literally can't move anymore. Okay. And that's at the end of our life. It doesn't mean as we get older, things slow down. It is such a myth. And so really, if you focus on moving your body every day, you will find that you start to feel better in spite of RA. Friends, if we sit and we don't move because our joints hurt, our joints are only going to get sorer, more intense, more swollen. Things build back up. Okay. Whereas when you start to move in low impact, safe ways for you for that day, you are helping flush that inflammation out. It's critical. It has got to be part of your daily habit as an RA warrior. Okay. The fourth thing is prioritizing sleep. I cannot talk about this enough. And it is something that I used to, downplay all of my years where I was raising kids. It was kind of the joke that, oh, I'll sleep later when I'm dead. You know, it was kind of, there's no time for that. I'd get all my stuff done later in the night after they had gone to bed. I was setting myself up for a place that isn't good in the end. Okay. So prioritizing your sleep is so, so important. You, when you sleep, your body actually regenerates the cells. They do the repair work. They regenerate new cells. They rebuild. It is the time for you, your body to get ready for the next day. It's critical. So you really need to aim for 7 to 9 hours a day. And in doing that, try and go to bed at a regular time. Try and wind down before, 30 to 40 minutes before you're actually going to climb into bed, turning that TV off. Maybe you're reading a book. Maybe you are taking a bath, things that are going to help you calm down for the day so that when you crawl in bed in a nice cool room, you're actually going to go to sleep and try and get that 7 to 9 hours as a regular momentum. You will start to see how amazing you feel when you wake up. Okay. And lastly, reducing stress. Now this is a big one. And it's one of those that people say reduce stress. And it's like, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to reduce stress? And some people will tell you, oh, I'm not very stressed. But when you look at their day, there's no way that they are not stressed because they are battling or juggling so many things in their day that you're just so used to doing that. And you don't realize until you step away for a minute and have some downtime, how top-notch speed you are functioning at and somehow surviving through. Okay. So if you take some time to focus on self-care, taking a bath, doing a hobby that you really have been wanting to try or that you absolutely love, reading a book, doing devotionals, quiet time, spending time in gratitude, thinking about what was amazing about your day, what do you feel blessed by in your everyday, focusing on the things that are bringing you joy in your life. They automatically, all these things will help reduce your stress. Taking time to deep breathing will help you decrease your stress. There are a lot of little tips and tricks that you can start implementing that will help reduce stress which overall helps your inflammation levels. When you are stressed, your cortisol levels go up. And there is a lot of research showing how high cortisol levels are impacting your overall inflammation. Okay. So it's super critical that you look to reduce stress. So those are five things. You're focusing on anti-inflammatory foods, lots of color, lots of plants. You're hydrating your body, working to get in that, for women, 91 to 128 ounces of water a day. Moving your body every day. Even if it is just a walk to the mailbox and back, or if it is sitting in a chair doing yoga because your body hurts too much to move otherwise, do what is serving your body right, but do something every day. Prioritizing your sleep, where you are going and getting 7 to 9 hours at a minimum of sleep every night. That is kind of the sweet spot where people know that they see the regeneration of cells. They see the regeneration and rejuvenation of energy so that they're ready to go the next day, making that your priority. And then reducing stress, trying to find things that help bring you calm and peace. Implementing gratitude practice, mindfulness, reading, self-care things. Those are the types of things that are going to impact you, working to incorporate these five daily habits of an RA warrior into your day is going to make a big impact on how you feel. It may feel overwhelming to hear that list, but break it down. Find one or two things that you're going to start with and start there. Okay, I hope that you found this helpful and that your day is blessed. Friends, that's it for today's episode. If you're ready to take a first step toward improving your energy and reducing inflammation, be sure to grab my free RA Pain Reducing and Energizing Smoothie Guide. You can do that by clicking the link found below in the show notes. Well, until next time, RA Thrivers, keep taking those small steps that lead to big impacts on your health.